You're listening to SBS News.
Muslim community organisations have criticised Prime Minister Scott Morrison and other politicians over the way they're discussing Islamic communities' role in stopping attacks like last week's Bourke Street killing in Melbourne. Hassan Caliph Shire Ali fatally stabbed one man to death and injured two others after firebombing his car in Bourke Street. His family says he had suffered from mental health issues for years, refused help and was deteriorating. But Mr Morrison has told Network 10 while other issues were relevant, Mr. Shire Ali was also an extremist who committed the act of violence because he had been radicalised and he could not be excused. The Prime Minister refutes criticism he is using the issue for political gain.
That is the same lame, old, tired excuse for not dealing with this problem as has always been served up. And whether it's Anne Ali saying it or whether it's someone else in the community saying that, I don't believe that's where the majority of decent, hard-working, respectable Australian Muslims are at. They want their community to be safer, and there are people coming into their community and they are infecting their young people and others with hatred and false teaching, which is taking them off path. Now, that has to be called out and it has to be stopped.
Mr. Shire Ali was known to federal police and had his passport cancelled in 2015 amid concerns he planned to travel to Syria to fight with IS, but his family maintains he was not a terrorist threat. In a note handed to reporters, the family has urged political leaders to stop turning his death into a political game. The family says he had no connection with terrorism but was simply crying out for help. Mr. Morrison says he wants to work with Islamic communities to ensure they're aware of when and where people can be radicalised, as he terms it. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has echoed those statements, saying Islamic communities should provide authorities with more information about those in danger of it. But Victoria Police Deputy Commissioner Shane Patton says the Islamic communities already provide authorities with good information.
We do get tremendous support from a range of areas, certainly Victoria, the Board of Imams, the Islamic Council of Victoria, the Somalian community. Community leaders have condemned the violence. We continue to get information from all parts of society and we're very pleased with the relationships we have. Clearly we want to get the most information we can, but those people I've mentioned, those areas, they are providing support to us.
The Australian National Imams Council is among a number of Muslim organisations accusing Scott Morrison of politicising the attack. The council, calling the attack a national tragedy, says it's outraged by the Prime Minister's comments linking Islam to a radical and dangerous ideology. Over the weekend, Mr. Morrison said while he supported religious freedom, extremism needed to be called out. He described extremist Islam as the most dangerous threat posed by religious extremism in the country. The Imams Council's Deputy Secretary, Sheikh Ala Al-Zokam, has told ABC Radio's Arabic 24 program the council condemns Mr. Morrison's remarks.
Comments like these and linking terrorism and extremism to the religion of Islam is a very dangerous matter because it negatively impacts the relationships between Muslims and non-Muslims in the Australian society.
Australia's Grand Mufti has also rejected the government calls for Muslim community leaders to do more. Grand Mufti Ibrahim Abu Muhammad has told Arabic 24 the comments by the Prime Minister and his Home Affairs Minister constituted serious discrimination against Australia's Muslim communities. Islamic Council of Victoria Vice President Adel Salman says he is also disappointed Mr. Morrison thinks the Muslim communities are not helping enough.
And I don't know what he's referring to in terms of what more the Muslim community can be doing. Interestingly, with this particular individual who committed the attack on Friday, he'd been watched by the security services for a long time. They were well aware of him. So I'm not sure why the Prime Minister is suggesting that the Muslim community should be doing more, could be doing more. And we don't accept the premise that we are somehow culpable in all of this. We are as horrified by these attacks. And we believe it's unfair that the Muslim community is isolated in a sense and stigmatised because of the acts of individuals, whether they be Muslim or otherwise.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.